repeat the word to make the horse go, we always ask them to say the horse's name and try to say walk. Sometimes they're only using sign language, and so we're mm-hmm. also signing with them, but they're having to answer a question.
We're presenting here the success stories. Do you have any, and I have to be devil's advocate here, do you have any cases where it hasn't worked out?
I'd have to think about that a long time. I actually have not. Everybody makes progress. It may be on a different level. It might be over a longer period of time or a shorter period of time. In Joan's case, it was very dramatic after the first session. Sometimes it may take a few sessions for them to start to show progress. And I would say over time that we've seen either on a level of improving their gross motor and fine motor skills, their speech skills, also their confidence, confidence level, self-esteem. There's so many aspects to what this can provide for somebody mm-hmm. that I only have seen forward progress, actually.
What about fear? I mentioned when I had asked Victoria, and she said Juliana was not afraid. Do you have any clients who are not comfortable on a horse?
Yes, I have a couple. One is a little person that I ride with who has improved over about the first five sessions or so, where he's not crying anymore and he's actually signing that he's having fun. He always would sign that he had fun afterwards, so he really did have fun, but it was, I'm sure, a little daunting for him. A lot of it was being separated from his mom, and even though she was at one end of the arena, there's someone else that I'm working with who is an adult rider who actually has fears, wants to work through the fears, and so she came to me on purpose to uh-huh. work through her fear.
Mm-hmm. You belong to the NARHA, did I say that right?
NARHA.
NARHA, N-A-R-H-A, the North American Riding for Handicapped Association. What does that group do?
NARHA has been around since about 1969. It's the umbrella organization which provides guidelines and protocols for the field of therapeutic riding. And we are accredited through NARHA. Our center became accredited 2 years ago. And so it's not just a pony ride in your backyard. This is
are there other
serious
physical therapists then that are part of that group that you can share stories and techniques and that
yes,
kind of thing?
Yes. Through that group, there's the American Hippotherapy Association, and they exist sort of as a, again, through the NARHA as the umbrella organization. But there's physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists who belong to that.
Who's on your staff? I guess some are paid and some are volunteer, and how
right.
do you train them?
I train them. Some of them have come from other riding groups, other therapeutic riding programs, and so they come with somewhat of a background in working with disabilities. I have right now someone who's also a neonatal ICU nurse, and she's been working with me for several years now, and then another therapeutic riding instructor who they're both wonderful, and then wonderful volunteers who come through sometimes field work that they're doing at Sonoma State, or there's a PT assistant program here, Western Institute, Dominican College has sent us interns, and they do field work, so I get some volunteers that right. way.
So a lot of people are benefiting from the program in addition to just the clients themselves.
I hope so.
What about the horses? Will you think that they're having a sense of their special purpose?
I do. They love the kids, and they are very gentle around them. And I've had experience with one of my horses that I actually rescued off the track. She was abandoned from the racetrack, and she wouldn't have been thought of as being a horse that would be used in a therapy program, but she has rehabilitated her as well, and she has a special bond with the kids. I can just see that.
Hmm. Victoria, do you anticipate that you will keep Juliana in the program for finite amount of time, or I mean, as if she continues to progress, do you continue?